You're listening to SBS News.
From this Thursday, 15 charter flights will land in Melbourne with 1,200 players, staff and tennis officials on board ahead of the Australian Open. Three hotels are part of the tennis quarantine program, which is being implemented to protect Victoria from any further coronavirus outbreaks from overseas. Police Minister Lisa Neville says the scheme is based on the assumption that international arrivals could potentially test positive to COVID-19.
We have put in place the strongest, the strictest rules that apply for tennis across the world. I mean, there are bubbles that are operating in Doha at the moment, but this is the strictest program in the world in terms of hotel quarantine for our tennis players.
The competitors must have a negative COVID-19 test result before boarding their flight and will only be allowed to attend training after the second day of quarantine. Players and their support staff will also be tested for COVID-19 each day they're in quarantine as a further safety precaution. The players could face severe penalties and possible criminal sanctions if they break the quarantine rules. Ms Neville says some players have been apprehensive about the tough measures, but all are aware of the rules.
And there are risks to some of the players like that. They will be in bubbles, and if one of them gets positive, so all their close contacts will be impacted and their ability to participate in the Open will be impacted as well.
Emma Kassar is the Commissioner of COVID-19 Quarantine Victoria. She says players will be escorted to their training sites.
So we have COVID marshals on every bus and every escort. Once they leave their room, they're escorted by our resident support officers to the bus. COVID marshals then escort them to the training facility.
She says COVID-19 isn't the only potential risk at the Grand Slam.
Given that tennis occurs in Melbourne during the hotter months, we need to make sure that, you know, considerations for heat exhaustion are being monitored and maintain a safe environment.
And coronavirus is already posing a threat in the lead up to the event. At a men's qualifying event in Doha, two players have entered quarantine after a positive coronavirus test result forced them to withdraw from the tournament. Several other tennis stars aren't competing at the 2021 Australian Open, including Swiss champion Roger Federer, and there are reports US player John Isner is also skipping the event. The tournament begins on February the 8th, and Tennis Australia is funding the quarantine program to make it possible. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.